You're a person that likes sex, or when you're doing it, you're like, bro, I want to be able to get in there, come down, eat you out, give you some head right there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Don't have to worry about the mess. See, but
Jackie Chan, okay.
Me and my girl, I mean, we don't do with that.
But we have.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you be in the shower.
It takes a lot of convincing.
Be in the shower.
Okay. I don't think you're braver than I am, because I feel like that, see, that steam sometimes bring up a little.
It does. Like,
It doesn't smell like it. I feel like if it was a strange
iron, or a nickel smell.
Yeah. Like somebody
It's because Jessica's telling me it's some smell. It's not like necessarily stinky, but it's not pleasant. It's like iron's like nickels. Like,
yes, it's a bag of nickels
and pussy.
Like, I don't know if I like smell kind of.
When you're in the shower,
you have sex with Magneto.
Yeah, when you're in the shower, you don't gotta really worry about it.
No, I don't smell.
You ain't gotta worry about the mist.
Yes, no, but also when women are in water, it doesn't continue. You know what I'm saying? That's why they can still take baths.
Right, the warm water does.
Warm water, just the water. You know what I'm saying? That's if you get a full bottle of water and put it in the water, even if you hold it out, the water won't go out. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, right.
Because it's still full. You know what I'm saying? It's still
it's full.
It's something holding. I don't know the technical term for shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
I just can't. That period says what. And sometimes I get to thinking while I'm in there, and it's be like,
it be real.
But it ain't wet what you think. That's like, it's all murder scene in there. Thing just going, ooh.
That makes me go up. Like, I'm murdering these things.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, guys.
I got the dagger.
Sometimes you got to save lives. No, I didn't dish out some penile. Now, like, is it life or death, babe? She'd be like, yes. All right, I get you. Because sometimes the period go over longer, especially with the birth control. Sometimes you might be on the period for 3 weeks. Sometimes. Yeah. Mm. Like,
yeah. Right, be good for months.
She got that sticky.
I got you. I'll save your life. I got you this time.
I need a 2-day limit after your period's over.
Damn, this nigga got a coach, man.
Joseph.
Are you good to go back in?
Mine's is when
Not yet. You're going to hit the bench.
When it's cleared up, we can do it. You know what I'm saying? That day didn't. But you don't get no head, none of that special until the next day. So you need a day.
So yeah, now I won't do no head.
You need 2 days after that. You need 2 days of cleanliness. Absolutely. And then on top of that, you have to be able, once you go in, you got to get off, and then you got to suck your lip. Okay, it's cool, so we can do it now.
You tired. That nigga said, you got
to. I mean, if you can't do it, how you going to be doing it?
I'm pretty open. You know what I'm saying? If she wants it, you know what I'm saying?
I can't be the first person down
there. I don't mind laying some towels down if it comes to it. I mean, it's not really bad, especially if you clean. You know what I'm saying? Doing it in the shower is cool. I don't think we've ever done it out the shower, you know what I'm saying? I haven't had to lay the towels down. Of course, past lives, you've either been the person that started, you had the cherry thing, you had to pop the cherry, or you got a girl that didn't know that it was, you know what I'm saying?
I hate this straightforward. It's like, can't do nothing, bro. This ain't a junior high shit. Get in, get out. Man, I don't want to get in, get out.
Hey, man. It's not for you at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's for her. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you.
That's why I wait till life or death shit. You got to be blue balling in the coochie version. Is your ovaries blue, man? You need some busting.
It's healthy. So I mean, give it to him.
Bust.
But you know, every man has their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if it was me in the world, you know what I'm saying? If I was single, that's not happening for a while. It's not happening until year 4. No.
No birth control.
Yeah, you had to plan with that fire shit.
That pre-cam.
Pre-cam is not a thing.
Yeah, that's a myth.
It's not.
That's a myth.
How's that a myth?
Pre-cam is also natural.
I should have had 1,000 kids then.
Bro, I've been.
Pre-cam
is equivalent to a girl getting wet, bro.
Pre-cum is your...
Y'all nigga sure, because
I ain't got no kids.
Your penis produces pre-cum for moisture.
You shoot up the club. That's how you got the kids.
No, it's not even that.
There's no accidents. There's no pre-cum. There's no pre-cum.
There is pre-nut.
You shot up the club.
Not. I have not. I don't carry weapons with me.
Yeah, obviously. You go in there raw, dog. Nigga, unprotected.
Yeah, you go in there straight hands.
Straight hands.
Bye. It's a day to just hate it.
All them ratings just pay me. I make decisions when I'm at tables. This how I made it. Stay focused just like a laser. Don't chase them, no, I replace them. Been grinding on the low. Now I'm ready for infiltration. Can't wait till I finally make it. Just kicking it with my baby. Sit back and throw a punch while we play with big booty ladies. Got time for no complications. Fake niggas that cry like baby. Then already drove the road and it's not really all it make. This time I'm back with a vengeance. A veteran, very militant. Not the wolf of trees.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Uncut Knowledge Podcast.
Thank you.
So the episode, baby, is how I get here. We talking about period sex and shooting up the clubs. So, welcome.
Y'all work.
Yeah, that flim flim.
Right? Yeah, see?
It's on my,
that's his throat getting shot up. The
welcome. But yeah, man, it's your host, V. Braze. What's up? What's up? What's up? Got my squad here. First of all, let's welcome back.
Vince, it's your boy
Don DeMarco.
Oh man, it's your boy Vince.
What's up, man?
It's I know it's been a couple weeks. I just take care of my baby. You know, family comes first.
Roy.
Should I come on the slogan?
You can hit him with a slogan. We ain't heard one about.
I ain't hit him with one. What you got?
All right. I shoot one in the uterus, and after I'm done, call her an Uber, bitch. I come off top, like porn star. So it's all love here.
I got that. That was a nice bar.
Thank
I come
you.
Off top.
You know, I like
it. You're very clever, my guy.
Thank you. Bars.
What's up? You know what it is. Got coach. Same old, same old.
Doing what he doing when he doesn't. Doesn't do what he doing.
Trying to make moves, make sacrifices, make moves.
You already know how we get it in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's your boy Thresha. That third eye savior. What's going on? I'm on the ones and twos today. I know I've been in and out.
In this thing that boy Jay Long was
but having. You know what I'm saying, I'm here today saying hello to the world, to the universe, if any aliens are tuning into this.
Absolutely.
Any sea monsters, any Bigfoots out there, what's good with you? You know what I'm saying,
over there on the computer handling business.
I've been good, you know what I'm saying, just working, also, you know, working on this this collectibles thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, your Funko Pops joint.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because Funko Pops is really, you know what I'm saying? They can describe you, you know what I'm saying? Niggas come in your room or look at your Funko. You're like, oh, nigga, I watched that too. Start a conversation. And it also gives good-ass inspiration. If you got enough of them and you're an artist, you can look at them. Even if you're trying to rhyme something, like, damn, I can't think of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Funko Pops.
Ooh, you got Jack-Jacked up. You know what I'm saying? You got a Jack-Jack or some shit up there. You like, stay strapped with my backpack. Fully equipped with any power I need, like Jack-Jack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Bars, yeah.
Right there, on the freestyle. Spot, you know what I'm saying?
On the spot, boy, Frazier, let's just do it. That's how we
but
do
yeah,
it.
Nah, I've been doing that work, and also, week at work, people at this corona shit. I need y'all to stop taking this shit so serious, man.
You have to. No.
I done wiped down a counter too many times, fam. With alcohol wipes, when they just see me wipe it, nigga didn't even put nothing on the counter. You okay. Seen a person standing there.
I understand that.
Can you wipe that? Yeah.
Yes. Somebody's dying of something.
I tried to breathe. All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired. I'm lifting stuff. You know what I'm saying? I take my mask off for a second. African lady, put your mask back on.
Yeah, it's getting it is kind of like over.
Put your mask back on.
But the thing is, that's just showing how nasty we are as people. Because, you know, niggas, the virus is getting, you know, your spit or what you sneeze and all that. So this is, we count this as disrespect now. We add this to our rule book. If a nigga sneeze on you, cough on you, slide the nigga. Period. That's just because there's nothing like, bro, like, let's not be.
But that's how you're supposed to not want to sneeze. And
No. I'm saying some people use that as like, oh, I'm going to sneeze on you, my nigga. And then that's when you like, okay, cool, let's go ahead and baptize.
No, that's. I feel like that was always. I feel like that shouldn't have been the thing just for the corona shit.
Absolutely.
I feel like that was always. If a nigga ever sneezed or coughed on you purposefully,
right?
It was sliding worthy. You know what I'm saying?
Just sliding worthy. Absolutely.
It was a little certain sliding worthy, bro.
Right.
Like two glass doors, bro.
DeMarco.
Hard up today.
For most certainly.
Okay.
I guess we might have ghost bars throughout
this. Let's go ahead.
Get some ghost bars. Yes, we can. Shit. I got two
ghost bars on deck. But the subject today is, why do you think, even if you think there is a problem, why do you think it's hard to get support from your immediate circle or associates around you versus people that's not even like your homies, your friends, your family, relatives? Like, you got to go outside to people that don't even know you to get some buzz or a jump start to whatever career that you're trying to jump, like personal career, as far as business, starting your own function. Why do you think that?
I feel like,
do you think it's a problem?
I don't really feel like it's a problem. I just feel like it's the already knowing of, you know what I'm saying? When somebody else is seeing this that has never witnessed you versus you being an artist in the hometown, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists had to leave their hometown to get big, but other artists can go to their hometown and get big, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not known. People aren't really playing them on the free website. You know what I'm saying? There's like, this is the first time me hearing this person versus me hearing all their underground music and all this type of shit. Or, you know what I'm saying, in business wise. And then people also, I literally watched a girl say her cousin was trying to be a photographer and talk down on her. Like, this bitch ain't never been no photographer. Now she want to be a photographer. I was like, maybe she's just tapping into it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's just getting into acknowledgement that I'm good at taking pictures and I actually have joy for it. Why do you have to try to push them down? And I feel like it's because you know them too much. You know them too well, in a sense. That some people don't want to see them rise.
So is that a purposeful thing then to say, I want to see you doing good, just not better than me, in a sense?
I don't know.
Because with that said, like, why can't the closest people, your friend, I believe even if like your family, your few homies, the 6 to 10 homies you got, if those people was just that little group was to support your cooking business, your photography business, your music, your clothes, that alone would immediately give you a jump start that just people are looking for. Just the startup versus, man, I'm not getting no love here. I'm not getting no, so I gotta seek outside help. I gotta look for investors to help get me going. I gotta look for marketing plans. I gotta pay for advertising, because the simple stuff, media people around me is not sharing, because like we said, word of mouth is the biggest advertisement out there, because it not only puts something out there, but it's also sound in a sense, if somebody's personally telling me about something, it in a sense has a vouch, somebody's vouching for it. Oh, you saying, let's go check it out. Well, let me go check it out then. You saying it's cool. How many times somebody say, I'm going to check it out because you told me to, bro. Because you said it was tight. Or you said this restaurant was good. Or you said this rapper was going hard. Or you said these clothes was good because somebody said something to you. And I think that would go a long way. And it's, I guess the thing, I was like, is it a, do you think it's purposeful or just a subconscious, people don't know, you just close to me, I'm just, they not knowing.
Also, you can't, like, I don't feel like you can group all of those people, because you're gonna have some people that are close with you but just don't agree with the business, as in a sense, like, they're not a piece to it, so they won't, you know what I'm saying, they feel like they'll be watering down their word on certain things. Because I feel like that way towards certain artists, you know what I'm saying, where I'm like, I see what you're trying to do, but I don't personally like the song, you know what I'm saying? But even in a sense, it's like, I put this out or I put this on my shit, and how credible would my word be?
You don't even have to go as far as, oh, this is good song. Hey, y'all just check them out. Check out my partner. And you come up, I ain't saying he the coldest rapper. I ain't saying he the weakest rapper. Hey, check my partner out. Hey, go check my homie movies out. Hey, my homie do stand. Hey, check my homie out.
I think
y'all go
like
show some love. Y'all show some support. Don't come to me saying, bro, you said this nigga was cold. I just said, hey, go check him out. Because I know me just saying, go check him out, me buying a shirt, whatever, that'll go a long way as to supporting or getting them to where they go, to where I may not mess with it now, but the support I'm giving them, help them get to the point where, hey bro, I like that, what you doing now? Hey bro, thank you, you know, you helped get me going, now I can upgrade, I can do this more, because people are so quick to judge you in your present state versus where you trying to be, where you go, and seeing your future,
where you can actually get if you have somebody good backing you and shit like that. I feel like that's also, I agree with that. But it's, what about the people that help you get it but not like sociable? You know what I'm saying? Like say if you had somebody that basically did a beat for you but didn't like share the song or whatever, but they made the beat for you. Do you still hold that person more credible?
No, that's cool, because you gave me something. You gave me a beat. You did a beat for me. That's support.
That's an investment, right?
Yeah, you supported me. There's plenty of ways. You can do it social media, the free way. You can do it like that. I hooked you up with a free beat. I gave you a hookup on a price, whatever. That's all support.
That's all support. But it's the ones that just like shun it.
Like, you ain't doing nothing. Like, damn, I got at least 20 people that say, bro, we cool, we hang out,
I only got 13 likes.
Man. Ain't nobody, I don't see nobody sharing. I wasn't tagged in nothing. You ain't tagged me. Hey, y'all go check this woo. But at the same time, I don't do stuff in hopes that you gonna give me that same. I just do it out of love. Hey, I see y'all boys doing something for yourself. Come your own man, boss. It's something positive. I'ma support it. Especially if it's clothes. But what I gotta buy? I buy a shirt. I got plenty of shirts, short socks, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, just support, because I know, especially if we cross paths somewhere, we play sports together, kicked it in a classroom, I'm always, hey, y'all go check my partner out. Hey, y'all go check her stuff out.
Yeah, I feel that. Just don't hold it to my chest, nigga. Don't make it seem like it's my obligation. Hey, nigga. Sorry on the microphone, but hey, nigga, I need you to post this. Like, post it. Like, bro, let me. Stop with the aggression.
I think you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need none of the aggression, fam. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it seem like it's my responsibility to put said artwork business out there. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Nice little, hey, can you post this on your story real quick? If I'm not in a position to post it, I'm not gonna post it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to stop my day and be like, all right, bro, let me post it. It may be easy, but I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't go at your words, unfortunately, for you.
That's why I don't ask people. I know, you know, you gotta get to that point, but it's like, oh, show love if you want to show love. You know what I'm saying? Show support if you want to show support. I feel like if I'm asking, you ain't really want to do it in the first place.
I feel like the best thing to do also is, if you're not getting that love, don't complain about it in a public manner. You get what I'm saying? That's something that you either speak to those people directly about, like, hey bro, can you just post this? Don't set it to be a problem, or people are not going to want to post you, the new people that don't know about you, because that would be fucked up if you get found out about by complaining about people not putting you out. You know what I'm saying? And you get put out on the wrong shit. So you gotta, I feel like you gotta be humble with this shit. Don't complain about it, but make it aware, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if y'all can show me some love, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Do those things.
Like, hit them boys with the like, share, comment, and subscribe. And whoever do, hey, much love. But like we said, hey, when we get up there, I don't want to see you no more.
Yeah, block.
I still want to see you. I don't care.
I want to see you so I can move out the way, sir.
I don't care.
My nigga. He said, bro, I knew y'all was going to do y'all thing. Stay back there now.
Right. Like, yeah. What's up, fam? You know what I'm saying? We going to VIP. You're not.
Oh. But I'm just saying, I'm gonna send a picture of my nut.
And they will get publicity.
Bro, link me in, lock me in, bro.
Got you. Lock
these nuts here, man. See you straight me.
Now, I feel like I'm gonna always be humble. As long as you don't wrong me. As long as you don't wrong me, bro, I feel like I'll have kindness towards you. I'm not gonna be on no vengeful shit. I'm like, you know what, bro? Come on in.
I want to stun on you now. That's all I want to do.
Come on
stun
in, fam. I'll let you come in, and then it's gonna be bad.
You want some drinks, bro? Let me get you some drinks. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna make sure you have a good time. I'm gonna make sure you have a good time at the club tonight. Oh, appreciate this, bro.
Now you got
made some bottles.
Now the people you talking to back at the crib, yeah, bro. V took care of me. The same V that you said wasn't gonna make.
Yeah, that nigga stunning on him. Be on the camera. Yeah, yeah, yo, I took care of this nigga at the club. Yeah. Got him.
That's nice for you. That's nice for
you. Got the nigga the bottle, you know what I'm saying?
That he could never get in life, you know what I'm saying?
I had to look out for my nigga life. Said he ain't had no, he ain't had the money. I told him I got you. I said, I got you, bro. Your money ain't good here.
I mean, even if you had it, you know.
Come right back, yeah. And bite your ass.
Like, bro, don't try to show out for it, but you know, hey, you ain't got it. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
You ain't got it. I got it.
He like, motherfucker.
You just look back on that.
Yeah, karma's a bitch.
Karma
is a business. Oh, what's this just in? Tory Lanez gets 15,000 signatures. Going back to Canada. Man. Hey, what's it? Her name ain't Hot Girl Meg no more. It's Hot Leg Meg.
Hot Foot.
Tory and Quinn.
Hey, on this, if we're starting to talk about, because I don't know if y'all talked about this already, but it was my first time hearing about that Tory shot her in the foot.
Tory not playing with you. You can't run from me.
Hey, Mario. You got to put a clip of Eddie Murphy on Harlem Nights.
Oh, yeah, Nights. We did it. You shot me in my pinky toe.
Did y'all do that already?
Somebody else did it already.
Oh yeah,
we will do it again.
On and everything.
He said what?
Face.
I seen. I heard about the one where the Boys in the Hood.
I don't think I seen it.
Tory Lanez would have the face on.
I think I seen that one too.
And she Meg had the tongue out, and she was running. Rica!
Tory not playing. He said, "I shoot you hoes in your foot. Run now."
What happened? Does anybody know?
Supposedly,
talk about it, but I didn't see it.
Supposedly, she didn't say like what happened. She was like, you know, I'm gonna play good. Thank you guys for your support. She looks real humble now. Like a bitch can get shot out in these streets.
The bullet to the foot, humble nigga.
Get to playing around. Get to talking too much.
Show you how much you. Anytime you're talking about that heat, what it really feels like.
Tory looked like he get offended. You say a little too much. Cause he can still see through the rug on his head. The little.
You can't give people guns, bro. People are imperfect, bro. And I can understand the safety aspect.
You can
of
give
it,
me one,
but just like it, just, you gotta give it to composed people. I don't know, man.
But you never know. You'll never Tory, know.
The Tory songs, he's been about their life.
Yeah, he's not playing. I seen him in a video when he walked up on Travis, and
yeah,
Travis Scott was not trying to throw them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he was not.
Tory like, it's on. Whatever. You trying to throw hands? We can throw hands.
Or he's been about that.
Yeah. Let's
stop talking and just throw hands.
Yeah. Gator's never been about that shit. Gator's a motherfucker.
No,
you can post that one. You can post the motherfucking the other guy.
Regardless of what happens to Tory, I bet you his name ring the street. Hey, don't come here talking crazy, Tory. Just come here. Hey, ladies, y'all have a good time. Have fun. Tory gonna be kicking with y'all. He love the ladies.
Watch your feet.
Watch your feet.
Don't say nothing about his. Don't say nothing about his height. Don't say nothing about his hair. I'll say nothing about them 20 big choppers he got in his mouth. Just be quiet. Just have fun.
He says 20. Yeah.
Talk about his height.
He got big teeth.
He does.
And he don't got a lot. He just got like 20 of them things.
He does.
They hit your mouth. You better watch your feet. You start talking about that.
Because you can't
see
run
Tory
away
Lanez,
from this.
Bro.
Right.
You gotta have some Iron Man boots on.
Got my steel toes on, Tory. You can't get to these shoes.
Right.
Bro.
I can walk away from the situation, literally. I can't.
Keep mean, the Iron
at
Man
the same time.
On,
man, wish you speedy recovery. Don't wish nobody get shot.
Yeah, hey Meg, I wish you the best. You know what I'm saying? I hope your foot's doing okay. I know it's, you know, I'm not really making jokes of you. Because I really don't know what it takes to make a nigga want to shoot you in the foot.
I don't either.
Like, I just want to know the conversation. Like, what happened? Like, what conversation? Know.
Something very disrespectful had to have been said for a nigga to pull out a gun.
And shoot your toes.
And it had to be in front of company.
It had to.
It had to be. Because this was not a solo, like you said, it's not a solo ordeal.
Maybe it was an accident. Maybe this shit.
Not two times.
I know. He's like, dance, bitch. And he's like,
dance, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They said it was in the car, though, when she got shot. So for it to be in the car, you got, bit. Give me a foot.
Say, fuck.
Dude, bitch, I shoot you. Maybe he thought safety was on. He was like, bitch, I shoot you in the foot. Pow. But it was more than one shot.
Yeah, he busted.
That's what I'm saying.
Both foot. So he was
shot in both foot or the one? Or
that's what I'm saying. 2 foot. Both feet got shot.
He said both foot.
He wanted to make her both height feet. Or what? His height, whatever the both case feet. Would be.
You got shot up.
You got shot both your foot, bitch.
And you gotta, in the car, you gotta aim for that. Cause if you gonna just shoot a warning shot, ain't no warning shots in the car unless you shoot out the window. If you shooting anything in the car, warning shot, you trying to kill somebody.
Does anybody wonder like where that bullet stopped? Like in that, when they were driving, like on what part of the freeway?
Stopped in her goddamn foot.
I feel like it went through. Did it not go through?
I don't know.
She had strong ass feet.
Nah, she had surgery.
So it could have went through.
Nah, if she has any surgery, it probably got stuck in me.
I mean, you gotta get surgery.
No, you gotta see it regardless.
Sew it up.
If you sew it up the whole.
Make sure there's not internal bleeding after you stitch everything up.
Yeah.
Bullet out of.
Because she really missed probably certain arteries in her foot.
Yeah, ligaments.
Yes.
But if her bone got shot, nigga. Like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. If you had to go through that weird ass hurt,
because like, you do all them two ass cheeks.
All my niggas that got shot.
What they got
man.
To do with him?
TV.
Who choking on live TV? It's a dude on World Star shot himself in the leg playing around with them guns.
Antonio Barrios shoot himself in the club.
Oh yeah, the receiver. He shot himself in the foot. He shot his damn self. Toy shooting niggas.
Cheddar Bob, my nigga.
Right.
Them Bob. Accidents. Toy
Cheddar
shooting
Cheddar Bob shoots himself in the shoots himself in the leg with his own gun.
You put that safety on.
But ain't nobody gonna say nothing. You can't tell. But you can't tell you from these streets and then gonna tell on Tory.
That's what it was. Why he didn't still have a snitch?
Why is you busting your foot? You just gotta take it like a G.
She still hasn't said nothing. Truly,
rap about it.
I got shot in my foot.
Yeah, rap about
now
it.
Now you can rap about it. Subliminals. But is her bars gonna change? Is she gonna?
She said, "I'm gonna walk away from you." Said, "Bitch, walk away from this."
He's 5'3" and Meg's like 5'11", 5'10".
Yeah, she's pretty big.
So.
Tory like a sick August Alsina.
Isn't
they got
Tory
the same
short?
Body.
He's 5'3". Yeah,
he's 5'3". That's what 5'3", 120.
Megan Thee Stallion's like 5'9", 5'10".
Him and Mama probably weigh the same.
Mama's 5'2".
Mama, how much you weigh if you don't mind me asking?
He's 120.
How much you weigh? How much you weigh? How much do you weigh?
127.
She got Tory by 4 pounds. So Tory have a hard time.
Tory's 130.
Nah, he 120. Or 123.
5'3", 120.
So mama got a nice little solid 7 on him. So he damn, he got to work through it.
Yeah, nah, he was. Meg just threw it back on him the right way.
That's what I'm saying. Meg is what? 5'10", 5'.
Like, it's little niggas, like, you couldn't even handle all this shit. I was in there killing you. Oh, what, bitch? Oh, really? Bitch, you can't walk out here. Who my fucking gun? Fuck it, you think I'm playing? Say something else. Tory, you ain't gonna do fuck. Ain't gonna do what?
Nigga, your dick the same size as you,
nah,
little nigga. Little nigga.
Tory, you shot me. Fuck, say something.
All a girl gotta do is say the same insult over and over again. Now I get a nigga mad. Oh, little ass nigga. You like, bitch, little ass nigga. You
like, Tory, your body little. Your hair little.
Right. Your hair little.
Your edge up little.
You was on your tippy toes, missionary.
Only thing big is your teeth, Tory. Oh, bitch, you think? Okay.
I'm shooting toes right here.
Damn, you need the clip. A Menace to Society. He just look in the backseat.
He's like, all right.
You gotta put that one. Oh, I ain't seen that one.
And just drive. I ain't just drive. I got right. You.
That shit's sad, man.
It's sad, bro, because it's like.
But they said they been kicking it.
So wait.
Andrea said she had to. That's they got that Ike and Tina.
My question is, does he not get the same treatment that Chris Brown got when he beat up Rihanna?
They don't love him as much as Chris Brown. He protected himself against Rihanna.
Well, when he plays hands on Rihanna, does Tory still get the same? He shot a woman.
Yeah,
Chris
he
Brown
shot a Joan. He shot a Joan. I don't know, man. Beating up a Joan and
Rihanna
could
heal naturally. She didn't have to get surgery. I mean, he may have wanted to get some surgery at first.
Yeah.
More disrespect than putting your hands on a woman and shooting one.
Yeah, I guess it
is. Is it? Is it?
In society, it is.
Yeah. Because what you think, they all said, man, what did she say for Tory to shoot her like that? It was like she had to say something real disrespectful.
So why can't Chris Brown get that treatment at all?
But it's like,
he was when younger. You punch me, Tory is a grown man.
And that's a surprise. Chris Brown.
Surprise, I'm shooting bitches.
They love Chris Brown. Chris Brown was more, they love
Chris Brown was, you
I'm
know.
They love him. I'm saying, so he, the like, ladies love Chris Brown. Ladies don't love Tory like that. Man, they ain't like him. If Tory didn't have no money, there would be no hoes, probably.
Yeah, he rapped about it, he said, before he had.
Yeah, he had a whole skin talking about hoes went on him until he got the bread.
I mean, I feel like that's anybody with money.
I mean,
not anybody with money, but
I had plenty of them things. Anybody with no in his cash. Position,
anybody in his position that wasn't getting the women. As soon as you get money,
I can pose that. You're not ugly. You just broke. Said all these rich people.
That's it. For the money. Yeah, that's it.
That's, I mean, really that's what it does. Money is able to fix anything. Because
they
you
finna get bought some stuff.
For instance, I've been watching this show called. Fuck, what's it called on Netflix? It's like Skin Decisions Before and After.
Oh, I see. I ain't looking at it, but
I've been watching it. It's like women are eight. Like you have a birth. I mean, you giving birth. You know what I'm saying? You get a birth defect from your body, not able to form back to how it's supposed to. Fuck it, I get that fixed. I don't have to worry about this piece of me that was deformed from going through this birth part. You know, you got money to do that shit. Anything. It just money takes care of your problems because. It just doesn't take care of your habits, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? It kind of creates more habits. But money, of course, you're going to look better. You're going to get more people that want your money. That's why when I become wealthy, I'm not telling anybody.
Why is that? Why are people...
What do you mean? Because they want you to fix their life.
Why do they immediately tie themselves to your money? Like, how did you even come?
That's why they try to tie themselves to you first. So they be like, now you gotta give me some money.
Well, I'll just give you some dangle lines. That's all you signed up for.
Situation.
Give you some bullets.
Yeah, now he gave.
Fop. Now Tory had bullets. He had them holes in the car, ready for hot leg, man. Hot leg,
hot
man.
Feet leg.
Yeah, hot feet leg.
Hot feet leg. Me. Now,
chopping,
shooting women,
yeah,
choking women. I heard about women.
Your life is just too consumed.
Now Tory gonna start rapping about himself. Don't disrespect him because he'll shoot a nigga and you know he can say
I'm
that.
I'm just waiting for the songs to come out. That's the only way we're going to find out.
Holly and Meg can talk about it.
Until got, like 15 years later, they're going to talk about it.
Right.
Like Rihanna and Chris Brown did. They had finally told it what happened.
That nigga career is not ruined.
You talking about Tory Lanez? Yeah. Nah.
Because he makes money. As long as he makes money, he is a... Oh,
it's, that's really what's hard. If like a songwriter... What's to do some shit? You like how? Like what songs do you boycott? You know what I'm saying? Like if you wrote for Beyonce, if you wrote for all the greats, you can't really boycott.
Heartbreak makes for good music.
It does. Yeah.
She wasn't good. Really just like that girl. Like when Chris Brown put his hand on Rihanna, Rihanna was bumping. Now if you would have shot a Beyonce or somebody of a high caliber, it would have canceled. That's just next out, and she was already falling off a little bit.
I mean, Jay-Z didn't get canceled when they talking about. No, he didn't say hit her, just cheated.
Yeah, he just cheated. Oh, yeah. But he Jay-Z, he hit the same caliber, so it's kind of like even playing for him.
Yeah, you see. Right. And Jay-Z got all the niggas, so they're like, hey, bro, Jay, we feel you. We cheat on our wives every day, bumping your shit. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z's audience. Chris Brown just—he had that more. He had a whole bunch of women audience. You know what I'm saying? Young to the older women. You know what I'm saying?
It was a relationship goals.
Yeah, and Chris Brown was the up and coming childhood star and shit like that. So he most certainly had. He broke a lot of people's heart after that,
bro. You can't put your hands on a nigga while he driving. I can speak because I've been in this situation. Bitch want the water in your face, want to slap you. I'm driving. Let's do this afterwards.
That's what you do. You got scared. They do. Oh,
I did that before. I did the old the daddy trick. Yeah, when you're telling she y'all like, what the fuck? I just seen that. Quit playing. You thought we was finna die in this shit.
Quit that shit.
No, if you ain't ready to die, quit playing.
Oh, it's exactly. Yeah, you do that.
He used to do that thing. He needs to take his hands off the steering wheel like he's finna turn, but he'll turn his hands like he's people like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, nah, I'm just playing.
You gotta do that, what's that, DC Young Fly when they did that volume?
Just playing, nigga.
Right.
Sleep with the wheel.
Just playing, my nigga.
I done been dashed in the face with water.
If you can find that vine.
I don't nigga. Get it, why.
50 mile an hour traffic. Dash with water.
Don't care. Women don't care about life. They don't. Get upset, bro.
When they love with the peen.
They see his emotions, bro. That's what they mean. Take over, bro.
Yeah.
Kill it! Kill us all!
Yeah, sure.
Nah, bitch, I'll kill yourself.
I've only been swung off on twice. One in high school, because me and this girl stopped talking. She wanted to make herself relevant somehow again. She's like, you talking to me? I'm like, no, I'm not talking to her. But if I was, it didn't matter.
Right, they start shaking.
Standing out there, she starts smiling. I pushed her, like, bro, you're not gonna help me. I'm like running like this. My hands are like, y'all not gonna help me. I stopped. She's like, bro,
as soon as you smack her up, fool, that's a fake. What are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
The nigga wanna come in and play superhero and tap.
Oh, then you gotta tap that nigga.
And I'm going to, yeah, y'all both sleep.
And then the event when I was with my, you know. I think I've told that story.
Absolutely.
Here I matrixed that one.
Pool party.
That Dave Chappelle, I seen that. She like, Matrix.
Don't put your hands on a nigga.
Right.
Antoine.
Please don't.
Yeah, now you gotta watch that shit.
You control yourself.
Think about it. If I hit him with all my force, am I okay with him doing the same?
Yeah. That's why I'm be doing this live shit. You know, I said about the tripod.
I got the tripod too. Yeah, I didn't think about that, huh? Nobody. I got two of them hoes.
Just try to get my social media game and get it back. So you get this.
I got two tripods. I guess because I offered it a couple times.
Need to do that OnlyFans, bro.
You need to, bro.
That needs about 200 fans. $3 a pop.
Cool. $1,000 a month. Keep the rest.
Are you gonna do what they be doing on OnlyFans when they basically be showing like the snippets or whatever? Like, hey, tune in on OnlyFans.
Absolutely. I'm a promote. If I'm the manager, I'm promoting everything. I'm gonna put in work.
I'm just promoted on certain.
Shout out to 07. That's my nigga Murph.
Are you gonna keep shouting me out?
Yeah, be friends.
Keep cross promotion.
Yeah,
I'm not tuning in to my niggas OnlyFans.
I'm not even gonna show it to the people like that. I know it's gonna be a whole nother.
That's
little
what I'm saying.
Do like a Disney Channel.
I'm jumping in the Facebook groups. Hey, y'all, come follow me.
That's it.
You see the girl right there. I'm like. And this is OnlyFans. You do one O like
that, bro. I just want to promote niggas.
O L for some shit.
That's it. I'm gonna be like, cool, and I might get dabbing some. Be the future,
I seen Juice,
guess.
Mac and Midget. I think he got one of them. The ones from, was it Little Ladies, Little Women of Atlanta? I'm like,
it's all.
I don't know the dude. They just regular. Well, he's not a regular nigga no more. He's an OnlyFans superstar.
Them women on there be beautiful, bro.
I'm telling you,
little women.
Motherfuckers get paid 10 racks a month.
That's if you gotta get your subscriptions up.
Right.
Showing feet on it.
Yeah. I don't need 30. I just need 100 people. Hey. $3 a pop.
Oh, yeah, niggas with beards, bro. I'm just gonna start videotaping y'all doing like this.
And you might get like 10 followers, but that's. $50 a month,
$3 each, nigga.
That's it, nigga.
But you can even do it on the low end, cause some of them be having the deals $350 to join my 4 month. $3
for me.
200 people,
girls be.
That's it.
Some of them women got 30,000 people on there. That's not even fake Instagram numbers, but $3 a piece for 30,000 people a month.
That's bank.
You love.
Yes.
I draw a little guitar to make it look like an illusion. Y'all want to see me play the guitar?
Nah, that's.
I'm just saying, fool.
Hey, go ahead, get your OnlyFans pop.
I gotta get mashed up though. I gotta wear the long sleeve. I'm too yaddy. You too yaddy too, fool.
I don't care. I'm sure.
Tattoo.
No, cause you know we'll. You already said it. Lala already just exploring through this. She come. Well, look, he's dead. And then if Ton see it, it's really around. He's all
it's gonna be Ton. Yeah. No, it's not
World be. War III.
No, fuck it. Why can't I be me? This is we share this world with.
I feel like I'm a Jew. I feel like if I seen like just your mannerism, like that's Jew.
I know that nigga. I'm real like that's that nigga Jew.
I'm wearing
this nigga gonna come in too clean. This is a dude.
No, I'm wear like all tight outfit, fool.
Exactly. Already coming with
and mask on, fool. You won't see nothing, fool. You don't even know what color I am.
You like, who is this mystery nigga?
That's what I'm saying, fool.
Yeah, I just wear fucking Batman costume. Like, who are you?
A Batman. No. I'm a coming Batman. Out like Black Youngs. You little whore.
Whore. Bro, that's what I'm saying. Y'all wouldn't even know. Y'all just seen.
I don't need to
wear a different costume every time you get on.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to give you publicity off jump.
Just do it for a month. Just share it everywhere. People enter.
And then on top of, you can actually
shit. Only fan. Let me go.
Yeah, you can shit exactly.
I bet all my followers.
You can share it through your page. Be like, damn, they got on. Let me see this hoe.
Yeah,
they just carry
absolutely.
Let me see.
Are you serious, though?
$3. You gonna turn down $3? Like, let me see what this nigga doing.
This is this nigga doing.
Females, niggas.
Video.
I'm like, yeah.
That's one. Females and nigga. Who this? What type of hoes nigga be smashed? Hey, I heard he ain't he with Just. Hold on, let me see. Is he smashed? It's gonna be all type of stuff.
Absolutely.
Curiosity is gonna kill you.
It kills the cat.
It is going to
like,
kill.
Like, look, $3 a month.
What nigga passing up $3?
I don't really think you have anything. And I feel like having OnlyFans is like the safest route. You know, it's better than being a stripper.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Better than being a you're porn off
your
star. Own
all you gotta do is change your names up. Like,
you're safe.
Stepmom walks in on stepson, but it'd be the same. Two people niggas been married for 10 years.
Facts.
Mom has sex with son.
Pornhub gonna get a hold of it. They gonna name it their own shit. You gonna be on everywhere.
Man, cheats wife cheats on husband. While same nigga in every video.
I come if you come in a fucking OnlyFans with a Batman costume on, nigga.
I'm trying to emerge.
Bro, we all
set up different
on.
Comic scenes. I'll take it. I'm setting up different comic book scenes. Coming in, all villain, superhero, replaying Deadpool.
Boo,
scene.
That would be perfect. Boo, play an action scene. Like,
and then you can always keep your face covered.
That's what I'm saying.
White porn industry already. They got Star Wars.
I'm talking about OnlyFans, though.
Yeah, that's all I got to get my production.
Right. If you can get that on the OnlyFans, oh, you're balling.
That nigga Lex Steel is on Star Wars. I seen it. It's Darth Vader. I like this nigga. Oh, you know how he say, I'm like, they done got this nigga Lex Steel to play Darth Vader. Smashing Princess Leia food.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be your daughter in the movie.
They don't care when it comes to the porn world.
No, your sister. Yeah, it is your daughter.
That's your daughter.
Because Luke is the father, they the brother. Like,
yeah, no, it's they don't care, bro. They got fucking cartoon characters, nigga. They do not care, bro. Have you seen any of the cartoons, bro?
I think did Family Guy. I seen Family Guy remake.
Bro,
I'm like,
one of the weirdest ones.
Made Family Guy.
One of the weirdest ones.
Sex scenes.
Was
with real people.
Friends for what's his name? Right. The house. Well, damn. Friends with imaginary friends, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about with Blue?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't get the cartoon.
Damn, what's the name of that shit?
House of Imaginary Friends,
something like that.
I know you're talking about. Had Blue, had the little,
had Wilt,
the little wolf look dude with the horns and the
He had Coco. But yeah, nigga, I seen one like that where he was smashing the chick with the green jacket and blues. I was like, hey, bro, they gone. They letting this little nigga like Tally, bro, just round it, bro.
Niggas be making all type of stuff when they learn how to animation stuff.
Do you need a towel?
Tally. Quarantine got time on hands.
See, this is all before quarantine.
Boosie done started the OnlyFans. Michael Blackson got OnlyFans. Sauce Walker got OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Smashing them like y'all.
They're showing ass.
I ain't clicked on. I ain't seen
what
none
do
of
you do if you meet somebody in a casual situation like that that has gotten big from OnlyFans? Like your CEO, say you're buying the Hilton. You get what I'm saying? You make over $3 million a month. You're buying like a whole fucking hotel chain and you meet these people. I mean, I guess porn stars do it.
I'm gonna need this hotel for some
money. They do that. They be renting out places. That's what I'm about to say. Like, that's a whole movie theater.
But how do you act on that shit? Like, what do you do? Like, how do you feel as a person? Like, what? Like when you see a porn star that's acquiring business from you, and you've seen their movies, like you've seen their, like, like,
can I see? Yeah, no, I want to see how this shit shot. Like, y'all need smackers? I mean, I'm ready.
I'd be sound guy.
If you need, I just want to be, you know what I'm saying? Hey, holler at me, I'm down there. Like, T.O.
Cam, how was that? It's pretty good.
There it is. It's the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. There it is.
How would y'all feel if your girls made OnlyFans? Long as my girl allowed me in it, you can make OnlyFans.
Wait, your That's girl? You're like your woman girl?
If I'm in the videos.
Yeah, if I'm in the videos, I'm good.
Right.
But even if you're not in the videos, I mean, shit. Nah,
she can't have no.
Nah, solo. Yeah. They got to know. Anytime you see her, you gonna see this meeting there too. So don't get too comfortable.
You gonna do tease clips?
Like, oh, she by herself. Then you see me.
I'm here, guys.
Oh, she's not by herself.
This is what you do. What she doing? And you just, what's up, everybody? I'm here too.
I be the one in the back.
They hate the nigga.
Nah, if y'all want to see that, y'all gonna have to come off some more money. You want to get them nuts? I'm gonna need 200. Need 200 coins.
I mean, 200.
Y'all not gonna jip us. Y'all ain't gonna jip my baby. Good. Come off that money now.
You can only do teasing when you by yourself. You show them like little.
Yeah, you little tease. It could be, y'all tune in tonight.
Right.
I'm gonna be all up in that, boy.
$5. $5 tonight.
Tune in tonight, you want to
see. Cause you gotta, cause when you get in, you see a couple of things, then you gotta pay for the videos, the little snippets. But
see, that's, I feel like the, if you're making OnlyFans, I feel like that's where you lose your revenue. If you're showing snippets on like Twitter and shit like that, cause that's just enough. You just scroll down your lot. You just scroll down your timeline.
You got that. Why you got to put that smiley face or something right there on the thing? Like,
yeah,
ah, I didn't see the coochie, man. Move that out the way.
Like, I gotta pay. Yeah.
Fuck. Let me get the $3. Let me see that. Ah. 10 minutes later, you be like, damn.
grenade, playing Call of Duty. Ah. Yeah. Hey. That's what.
Nah, it was something. You got what you need. It was like, but damn, you, it was quick.
Literally. You get it. I spent $3 for nothing.
For nothing.
Bars, right? Yeah, there's a little hidden bar from the
another
from
little hidden bar.
You know? Producer over there. You got a little bar over there.
$3 for nothing.
Yeah, I can come back to this later. Slide
I think that's the only thing that had the first time that I was super close to buying something. I remember is back when you. It's like when you was in high school. I forgot what grade I was in, but y'all was sick on the Smut 360. You remember Smut 360?
Shit, no.
Smut 360.
Been a lot of beach
meat.
Yeah,
it was a porn site.
Yeah, it was a porn site. You was like, bro, you gotta check out that Smut 360. But you have to pay.
And Tasty Blacks took over.
And I was like, I just can't do it, bro. I've never been able to let a penny go for porn, bro. I've never paid for it.
When you got it, you like fucking see what they're talking about.
Yeah, back then it was.
I don't know why, bro.
Especially after just getting in trouble with some man out in these streets. Let me see. I feel like every guy
around me has probably paid for like porn at some point, but I be knowing the sites, man.
I never paid for it.
Y'all had the downloaded Jones, y'all.
We had this nigga too.
That's what I'm saying.
He had all the fucking.
I went to LimeWire.
Yeah, I knew how to find him after a while too.
Bro, LimeWire, you just push it in and then you just download.
Oh, and I downloaded.
You're like, ooh, this hoe's on fire. Nigga, like
that was back. Remember that? Them boys don't remember that. Remember Kazaa?
Yes.
That shit used to take forever. But you like say your little snippets, like
it sounds like a trickster. Kazaa.
Yeah, that
was Lime. That's what LimeWire was. Kazaa was LimeWire.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I was on that.
Typing anything you want. Oh, they go to music.
The music was easy because you could just put the song. But sometimes music holds you be a whole different other song. Like I asked for Tyrese, they put
a lot.
Tyreek.
I used to get down on that. That's why I got all my good pictures from. Right. I just big booties and one of them downloaded, didn't we? Clackle, clackle, clackle. Clackle, clackle, clackle.
Yeah.
Wasn't that another one?
It's because I LimeWire.
Frostwire came out.
Frostwire. Same thing.
It just changed.
It just upgraded. It's like LimeWire got told.
Yeah, somebody busted.
Frostwire. It was Napster. Then
Napster.
Yeah. Yeah, Napster. I can show you Lil Puritan.
You see Lil Puritan?
LimeWire. That was.
I used to call my auntie like, "Where you at? I'm still at work."
Yeah, I think everybody had to get the location.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Let me know when you're on your way home.
What you calling for? Nothing. I just seen what you said.
Because man, them downloads being choppy. Okay, I rewind it just to get that little.
I got a nice smooth 5 seconds. All right,
cool. Let me
got a solid 5 seconds.
That's 10 seconds. Oh, I'm about to go.
That shit was rough, boy.
For real,
bro. I got a question.
The AOL dollar was terrible.
Have you ever came to a part that you didn't want to come to? Like, yeah. No!
Man, would do come in, bro.
But the thing is, I was grateful for the nut though at that time. Cause I'm like, ooh, I'm catching it. Oh, I caught it. I didn't finish the download. Okay, cool. I guessed it.
You ever had the ones that might get too long? You're like, damn, I don't want to bust it as easy. Before you know it,
bro,
you just spent like hours.
Yes, but the build up. This ain't
good. All right, okay, this is good. All right,
yeah, sometimes I have my picky days.
You like, I don't like this one now, either, man. Fuck it. Like, damn, I ain't been in this bitch all night.
On LimeWire, I should just search the porn star name, and then they just used to end up giving me a full movie. And I got a full movie. That's what that whole 3 hours was for. I didn't know what I was downloading. I just download, get what you get is gambling.
I'm picky now. Because the picture of it looks
at least,
like,
at least 276 straight, nuts.
Sometimes you don't even need the movie. You just need the preview.
At one point in time, yeah.
Some previews. You just need the previews.
Yes,
it wasn't even the sites. It was just LimeWire. LimeWire slowed your computer down, man.
Yeah, nigga, catching all type of viruses. You don't know what you download. Y'all get these movies. Come on.
When that phone number comes up on your
phone. They come all the Trojan files. Spam. We're coming too.
Knocking on the door.
Especially with Pops. Son, what's wrong with this computer? You wasn't moving like this.
Pops call, I ain't never. That's why I never did anything with computers after a while. I'm like, Pops is gone. You gonna blame everything on that? Probably because you in there watching that porn.
How you know?
You in there watching that porn?
I got the DVDs. I don't gotta worry about my computer blank.
I downloaded the bitch.
Yeah, you ain't trying to watch some VHSs all day.
I like that she busted.
Exactly how you gotta do.
Beautiful nut. Like, come on.
And shit, we used to have that VCR that you ain't had no remote, so you gotta get up there and go press.
Boom, you got it.
Oh boy, dude, you got this. You cannot get comfortable.
And fool, you gotta get comfortable in your own part, fool. You gotta get comfortable.
Hey, bro.
What I'm saying. When you gotta rewind DVDs. It to the part before you get comfortable. Oh, this is my part.
But the VHSs, they pass it. You gotta start before.
When I found them DVDs, bro, we had that PlayStation 2. But nobody, I was like, so you can still be in,
but the VHSs, you gotta start before the parts you trying to bust on. So you gotta already be on it. Okay, it's a race. I hear time. Here we go. Timing it up. Doggy style.
Mama tell it off.
What she say?
He said, Daddy was freaking him out.
I know he is. This nigga, where did he got the porn from?
Yeah, we didn't have.
Y'all said it was freaking
him out. We just don't know
firsthand, but we.
Pornos, like, listen,
you didn't hide it from me. I knew it. Y'all thought didn't nobody know what it
is. Let me sit my hand too. Let me get my hand.
You would have swore I knew. Like I was right there with him when he put the tapes up. I'm like, his hiding spots are garbage.
Behind the teddy bears, underneath the clothes.
Mattress, it's either in a drawer.
Some of them was out mattress. There in the public. I mean, in public's eye. Yeah,
it's still one in public.
Plain slice.
It's still one up there by the VCR in his room. Ashliciously delicious. Still out there on the side. Does not move. Collect dust.
Did you ever see the one that had the chicks with the tan lines on them? On the, that
yeah, that's actually yeah, delicious. That's all the Brazilian chicks. It's the Brazilian chicks. That's how they. That's the style in Brazil where they get the tan lines right here. all of them caked up. I'm like, oh, ugh.
Yeah, the Brazilian ones.
I'm like, see, good I job, check them all out.
Good job, Pop.
I only had 30 minutes to an hour of long time. When I got home first, nigga, I remember one time I heard, oh, fuck.
You got to be calm because you start slipping and fumbling.
Yeah,
and see, back then, them flicks used to come in them Disney movie cases, them big ass movies. Why the hell they come in them big ass boxes?
They have porn stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Names on them. So you know, you go in there and they all these porn.
We knew which ones they was. The stores was not hidden. Still got them.
We had a lot of porn stores.
They say literally adult film stores. Like,
I was like, damn, we got one with the girl on girl. Oh, we did.
Hey. Oh, damn.
Play this with
and now you don't have to leave a trace. You go incognito when you delete that history.
What's wrong with that, right? What's wrong with that?
I ain't got on one.
It ain't because one of the girls gonna have a play deal though.
No, not always.
I got on one of my partners. He was like, "Fool, when I'm watching porn, I gotta see penetration. Fool. So you gotta see some meat in there." Fool. He's like, "No, fool, I ain't gotta see. I just gotta see penetration. It can be a dildo. Well, dildos normally fake meat, so you gotta see some meat.
That's what
you
gotta see some meat."
Fool, no, fool, I don't have to see meat to be. It's okay, fool. I like to see doggy style. I like to see. That's my position.
Yeah.
I can relate to it. You just like to see me.
Yeah, okay. You gotta be honest with yourself. Yeah, you just gotta
some people
honest.
Don't like the reality when you change
yeah,
the that's words.
When you look at, yeah, yeah, when you change the word.
So like we were shopping at Blockbuster. Brandon knew all the sections to go to.
Do we get this for 5 days or 3 days? Which one we get? Fuck. Okay.
Nah, ain't no written no boobies. Straight purchase.
You know,
I know you can rent flicks.
Nah, I didn't know
you
had to
buy them. I don't want them hoes back.
We're blocking us.
I don't want them back. We're blocking us. Yeah.
We're Blockbuster babies. Hell, we like the Blockbuster.
See, I mean, Blockbuster.
They have porn.
I don't want you to give me a flick back.
You could go in there and they had special sections on what type of porn you want.
So you can get told.
Bro. I agree with Cam. I don't want no return back on a movie.
Because that thing of
and sticky beard. Sticky beard.
Is there scratches on it?
Like, damn, sir.
Yeah.
Did you fuck the disc?
You had a good time. We'll sanitize it.
Well, the
that's
policy.
Where Corona came
please
from.
Please watch.
All that years of backed up nut on disc.
Please wash before returning.
Yeah, bro, you got to.
Wash
please
your hands.
Go to church before you return these videos.
Naked in your bush.
Most certainly, if you got some weird porn, bro, don't come back.
Right. He's like, please. Your sodomy doesn't. Don't bring the sodomy porns.
Keep sodomy. Keep all of this.
All cells are fine.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, certain different. My dad was. I don't know. He liked that white shit, and I just wasn't intrigued by that. That shit don't get me off.
I feel like I've been scarred from like older men. Like that's probably why I've never been with the white woman, because they always hear the constant white women get you killed. I had a crush on a white girl in high school.
It is the truth.
I could talk to pretty much anybody, but for some reason it's just like. I ain't even gonna fuck with her today.
I just had to do one to put on the
constant
list. I had to knock out the primary colors. Black, white, and Hispanic. Everything else is extra. Asians, Russians, it's extra.
See, I've endured the extra, but I've never had a white. I've had the closest is mixed. It's mixed, of course. You know what I'm saying? It's the mixed black, white. It's close.
That's black.
But yeah, it's black. You know what I'm saying? It's not white anymore. You know
shoot people's
saying?
Rule, white people. Y'all never made it up.
Pure,
sorry.
Never had pure Caucasoid.
My dad had that white joint. I was just like, it was
Caucasoid.
I'm not
older Caucasoid, young Caucasoid.
What I got intrigued was the booty talks. And once the booty talks came out, I was like,
they had like 1,000 of them bitches.
Yes, fool. I think
Damon had them hoes numbered.
Me too.
He had the booty talks 84 and shit.
That's
like
what
that.
I said.
He used to come ask me, like, you see these? I'd be like, yeah, I check them out late. You know, you don't want to like.
You don't want to leave the mattress, man.
You don't just want to come out here and let me see them. You'd be like, I check them out. I'll go in there.
Yes, and that's the first thing. You're stumbling. You're like,
I don't know how we used to find them.
Like, cause hot spots are weak.
So I just go in the closet and just be like, right. I'm in hot
spots. Go in there.
Sneeze not trying to hide it. Best college just getting it out the way.
I ain't gonna lie, you used to hurry home, fool. You used to try to hurry the crib like food.
So I was selling them then, so I was like, I gotta test the merchandise out. So I can describe who on them.
Hey bro, scene cool. Six.
I can tell you primary who on location. There, whatever. I can tell you all the chicks from. Hey, this is on there. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. You good.
That's you should have been working. You should have been working at the stores, nigga.
You good. They don't pay enough. See, I'm the getting full them. I'm getting full profit. $20 is mine.
No, that's facts.
I'm not cutting nobody else, six, no six, chick. You need 6 inches, you get 20 out. That's it. He said 6 inches, you get 20 out. 6 inches, 20 out. Come out with a couple of them throughout the day. $60. Thank you.
No, for real. Yeah, those were the good old days.
That was a good old day. Sex Julian going back to when he was a premature masturbator.
No. I used to masturbate.
There's no fucking limit.
My.
There's no limit.
$70 for what?
You take that to the room, man.
Well, from that being said,
well, yeah. What we saying? Oh, sex sales. Can you hear on that?
Sex sales, yeah. Sex.
Because I remember trying to promote something on Instagram, a song, and they was like, we can't promote that because of the language. I'm like, but you got 1,000 bitches busting coochie open with coochie lips hanging out. Absolutely. But you ain't
just talking about on Uncut?
Instagram, Facebook. Oh, Instagram. It's like, but y'all let that slide. I can't let my song say a couple F-bombs. We can't promote that kind of language.
Really?
But we can promote some ass on here if that's what you need.
Fucking Darius posts fucking stripper. They be showing all of that.
You can hear? What?
But how long we been
recording? We been out like an hour.
Okay.
And shit, we hit the time limit, people. And instead of trying to talk over my lovely mother, she's handling business. We handle business tonight. And with that being said, we is out.
Outie.
Hey. Out.